Chapter 1. Here begins a happy day in 2381. The morning sun is high enough to touch the uppermost 50 stories of urban Monad 116. Soon the building's entire eastern face will glitter like the bosom of the sea at daybreak. Charles Mattern's window, activated by the dawn's early photons, deopaques. He stirs. God bless, he thinks. His wife yawns and stretches. His four children, who have been awake for hours, now can officially start their day. They rise and parade around the bedroom singing, God bless, God bless, God bless. God bless us, everyone. God bless Dado, God bless Momo, God bless you and me. God bless us all, the short and tall. Give us fertility. They rush toward their parents' sleeping platform. Mattern rises and embraces them. Indra is 8, Sandor is 7, Marx is 5, Cleo is 3. It is Charles Mattern's secret shame that his family is so small. Can a man with only 4 children truly be said to have reverence for life? But Principessa's wound no longer flowers. The medics have declared that she will not bear again. At 27, she is sterile. Mattern is thinking of taking a second woman. He longs to hear the yowls of an infant again. In any case, a man must do his duty to God. Sandor says, Dado, Sigmund is still here. The child points. Mattern sees. On Principessa's side of the sleeping platform, curled against the inflation pedal, lies 14-year-old Sigmund Clover, who had entered the Mattern home several hours after midnight to exercise his rights of propinquity. Sigmund is fond of older women. He has become quite notorious in the past few months. Now he snores. He has had a good workout. Mattern nudges him. Sigmund! Sigmund! It's morning! The young man's eyes open. He smiles at Mattern, sits up, reaches for his wrap. He is quite handsome. He lives on the 787th floor and has already one child and another on the way. Sorry, says Sigmund. I overslept. Principessa really trains me. A savage she is. Yes, she's quite passionate, Mattern agrees. So is Sigmund's wife, Mamelon, according to what Mattern has heard. When she is a little older, Mattern plans to try her. Next spring, perhaps. Sigmund sticks his head under the molecular cleanser. Principessa now has left the bed. Nodding faintly to her husband, she kicks the pedal and the platform deflates swiftly. She begins to program breakfast. Indra, reaching forth a pale, almost transparent little hand, switches on the screen. The wall blossoms with light and color. Good morning, says the screen heartily. The external temperature, if anybody's interested, is 28 degrees. Today's population figure at Urban 116 is 881,115, which is plus 102 since yesterday, and plus 14,187 since the first of the year. God bless, but we're slowing down. Across the way at Urban 117, they've added 131 since yesterday, including quads for Mrs. Hula Jabotinsky. She's 18 and has had 7 previous. A servant of God, isn't she? The time is now 06:20. In exactly 40 minutes, Urban 116 will be honored by the presence of Nicanor Gortman, the visiting socio-computator from hell, who can be recognized by his distinctive outbuilding costume in crimson and ultraviolet. Dr. Gortman will be the guest of the Charles Matterns on the 799th floor. Of course, we'll treat him with the same friendly blessmanship we show each other. God bless Nicanor Gortman. Turning now to news from the lower levels of Urban 116, Principessa says, Hear that, children. We'll have a guest, and we must be blessworthy toward him. Come and eat.